Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Tzadi Zayin, Menachos 97, and on Tzadi Zayin, Omer Aleph, on 97a, the Gemara is discussing the Shulchan, the table that was in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, in the sanctuary of the temple. And the Gemara tells us that even though the Shulchan, even though this table has metal plating it, nevertheless, the halachic status of it, the legal status of it is that it is considered a wood utensil. And the reason that it's considered a wood utensil is because in Ezekiel, in the book of Yechezkel, chapter 41, verse 22, where there is a vision of Ezekiel, and an angel takes Ezekiel through the way the third temple will look. The angel there describes the temple, and in the angel's description of the temple, the table itself is called a wooden table. And this is the verse that the Gemara cites, as it states, HaMizbeach eitz shalosh amos gavoa v'arko shtayim amos u'miktosav lo v'arko v'kirosav eitz v'yedaber elai zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. And the way we can translate it is that this Mizbeach, this altar, was made out of wood, shalosh amos gavoa, it was 3 cubits high, the arko shtayim, and its length was 2 amos, umiktsao savlo, the arko vikirosav eitz, and its corners and its length and its walls were made out of wood. And God said to me, Zeh shulchan asher lifnei Hashem, this is the table before God. So we see from here that the Mizbeach and the table are specifically called to be made out of wood. So the Gemara asks the question, once we prove that this table is called a wooden utensil, the Gemara asks, how come the verse starts by saying a Mizbeach? The verse begins with a reference to the Mizbeach, but ends with a reference to the table. Zeh shulchan, this is the table before God. So what's the reasoning why it starts by calling this utensil an altar and finishes by calling it a table? So the teaching here is so profound. Says Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan say together, they both said the following, Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim, when the temple was standing, when we had the merit that the Holy Temple could stand, then we said, Mizbeach Mechaper Al Adam. Then we say the altar comes to serve as an atonement for each person. Vachshav, but now, Rachmano Etzlan, Letzareinu Arabim, that God should save us, but we are in such distress, but we don't have the temple. Achshav Shaim Beis HaMikdash Kayim, now we don't have a temple, so how can we achieve atonement? Says the Gemara, Shulchanu Shel Adam Mechaper, that the table of a person is what comes to serve as an atonement. Shulchanu Shel Adam Mechaper, the table of a person comes to serve as an atonement. So today we no longer have the altar, but we do have our table, and our table corresponds to the table in this temple itself, and our table corresponds to the altar in the temple, and so therefore we're going to say that our table is going to serve as an atonement. How does our table serve as an altar? So Rashi here explains that because a person gives a prusa orchem, when guests come to our table, we give them bread, and therefore we're fulfilling a mitzvah, and so therefore we're fulfilling a mitzvah that's giving guests to the poor, giving bread to the guests is a great mitzvah. Other interpretations of Rashi, other versions of Rashi, doesn't say just giving bread to guests, but giving bread to poor people, to an ani. That is how the Shita Mekubetzis has Rashi. Indeed, that's other versions, that it's not specifically guests, but you have to give the food to poor people in order to properly fulfill this mitzvah. The Marsha says that there's another thing that we could be saying is the essence of why the table is an altar, and that is because we know from Pirkei Avos that whoever studies this, when 3 people sit at a table and they don't study Torah, it's a terrible thing. So he says, but when they do study Torah, Shlosha Shachol Al Shulchan Echad, it says in Avos chapter 3, Mishnah 3, 3 people who sit at one table and they say Torah, they study Torah at the table, then it's as though they are eating from the table of Hashem. And he quotes this verse from Ezekiel. This is the table. So we see from here that the way we fulfill this concept of turning our table into an altar is by reciting words of Torah at the table. So the Iyun Yaakov says we need both, obviously. We need to have our table filled, be a table where poor people feel welcome and where guests feel welcome. But we also have to have our table be a table which is suffused with words of Torah. The Shiboli Alek, it says, records a custom that because our table is an altar, people have the custom of removing the knife from the table at the time of Birkat HaMazon, time of benching. And the reason is because we are not allowed to bring iron onto the altar itself, and therefore, in order to remind ourselves that our table is an altar, we're going to take a metal knife off of the table. But since we're not allowed, we generally speaking wouldn't bring such an, we're not allowed to build the altar on Shabbos. Therefore, people say that this custom doesn't apply on Shabbos. So, but there is a custom to remove the knife from the table during Birkat HaMazon to remind ourselves really that the table is an altar. The shoot Torah Lishma also writes that the idea of placing salt on the table at all times, that we should have salt on the table, is because the table is similar to the altar. And so therefore, when we eat on our food from the table, it's like we're eating an offering, like we're eating a sacrificial offering. As it states, on every offering you shall bring salt. And so therefore, we have the custom of leaving salt on the table. Another custom is that when a person dies, they take the table from that person's house and turn it into a coffin, to say that the way you lived at that table, that's the way we will return to our earth.